your presence, if you're with us as a guest. Let me speak on behalf of the church here for just a second and tell you how much we appreciate your coming. We hope you come back throughout the course of the series this week. Only lasts through Wednesday night, so we certainly would invite you to be back with us to each one of those services along with the rest of the services today. I'm going to forego my notes and so forth, personal remarks, other than to just say it's great to be with Lewis and Joyce again. They're dear friends, and I appreciate so much the good work that they've done through the years. And I look forward to the week with you and with them. Today, if you'll turn your Bible to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, or if you'd like to just follow along on the board here, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, the passage says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might." I'm going to speak this morning for a few moments about what makes a congregation strong. Someone has said, a very wise man, that when it comes to success on so many different counts, so many different fronts, the problem with success is that often it's dressed in overalls and looks a lot like work. And that's true with a lot of things. And with regard to what makes a congregation strong, ladies and gentlemen, it's dressed in overalls and it looks a lot like work. In fact, it looks a lot like hard work. When you think about what makes a man strong, I've known men down through the years. I worked on the farm, worked in the construction trades as I put myself through college and through graduate school. And working in the trades with strong men, I can tell you a lot of those men didn't work out with weights, but they lifted weights every day because they lifted heavy stuff every day. And that was what made them strong. And I've also, in my personal experience as well, worked out a great deal through the years, and I can tell you that you can very quickly gain in strength just by lifting weights. But again, that looks a lot like work, feels a lot like work. That's how you become strong as a physical person. We're not talking about growing strong as a physical person. We're talking about this morning growing strong as a spiritual person and as a congregation corporately, a group of people working together. And I will suggest to you that the principle is precisely the same. It has one additional feature, however, and that is the fact that when you come to working together, there's another aspect that's very important, and that's the combination of strengths. Have you ever seen laminated wood? Well, it just happens we have laminated wood here. I've used this illustration at various places and they don't have it, but you have it. So it's a benefit that you can just look up and see the principle. In fact, laminated wood often is very thin, very fragile. You can easily break it with your hand. But when you glue it together and laminate it, the strength of it is amazing. What it will hold up will boggle the imagination. Have you heard of 550 paracord? 550 paracord. It's what they put on parachutes. And if you could imagine a man dropping out into space and falling hundreds of feet, sometimes thousands of feet, before he actually pulls the ripcord and opens up that chute. And all that chute is more or less a big old umbrella, but it's attached to the man with 550 paracord. And every one of those cords has a tensile strength of 550 pounds. So I don't know what the necessary tensile strength would have to be in order to catch a man in midair and keep him from falling to the ground, but it takes care of business. It always does. 550. What's it made up of? You ever looked at it? Well, if you take it, you'll find that there are usually 7 to 9 strands on the inside. Each of those strands is made up of 3 smaller strands. And then on the coating of that is a rather strong coating as well that adds to the tensile strength. The point is that when you put all of that together, it will bear the weight of 550 pounds, each one of those strings will, in a circle around that parachute. That's who we are as God's people. We bear, each of us, the amount of strength that each of us is capable of providing. But we only have it when we have it together. When you put it all together, it's amazing the strength we have. The problem is that the devil is always working at us, trying to separate us, trying to get us off going in different directions, trying to cause that strength to be watered down so that each one of us is standing alone in our own, trying to bear 1,000 pounds with 550 pounds of strength. That's what he's after. And he can break every one of us on that account. Well, there are a number of elements I'd like to talk with you in our time together about. What makes a strong congregation? One thing is spirituality. Being spiritually minded. We live in a world that is not a spiritual world. You have to go to heaven to get there. And so since you live in a material world, it's very easy to be a materially minded person. Romans 8, verse 5, the Bible says, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit." Note, please, what Paul suggests there, that it is possible for a person to be minded in a certain direction. They mind either the things of the flesh or they mind the things of the Spirit. He said, "For to be carnally